Ralph Reed wants to be the next lieutenant governor of Georgia. The lobbyist and former head of the Christian Coalition has two hurdles. One is the Republican primary, which takes place next week. His opponent is State Senator Casey Cagle. The other hurdle is Reed's association with disgraced Washington lobbyist Jack Abramoff, who has pled guilty to bribery and defrauding clients. Susanna Capilouto of Georgia Public Broadcasting reports.
4 years ago, Georgia elected its first Republican governor since Reconstruction. And today, the GOP is the majority party in the state legislature. As chairman of Georgia's Republican Party, Ralph Reed was credited with bringing about that change. Now, as he told a recent breakfast gathering of Republicans in suburban Atlanta, he wants a piece of the action himself.
You've always been there for me. I've always been there for you. I ask for your prayers and for your vote on July 18th for lieutenant governor. Thank you all very much, and God bless you.
His opponent in the primary, Casey Cagle, has been running ads tying Reed to the Jack Abramoff lobbying scandal.
Reed said gambling is immoral, but took millions of dollars from convicted felon Jack Abramoff to help casinos. He supported internet gambling, attacked conservative Republicans who opposed him, and funneled his pay through nonprofits to hide it.
Reed's name keeps popping up in the Abramoff investigation. The two were friends and business associates. Last month, the Senate Indian Affairs Committee issued a report showing that Abramoff funneled over $5 million from Indian tribes to Reed's lobbying firm. Reed used the money to defeat a state lottery in Alabama that would have competed with local Indian casinos. Reed has not been charged with any wrongdoing. He says when he agreed to the deal, he was told by reputable lawyers that it wasn't gambling money.
I thought the assurances of that law firm that I would not be paid with revenues derived from gambling was sufficient at the time. Clearly, in hindsight, those assurances were not sufficient, and that is work that I wish I had turned down. But I think, frankly, this is an attempt at guilt by association. It's an attempt by the media and by others to associate me unfairly with the wrongdoing of somebody else. And it's going to be rejected at the ballot box on July 18th by the voters of the state.
The scandal has had an effect on Don Butler, who's active in party politics in Gwinnett County, where the candidate breakfast was held. He says he likes Reed's ideas, but
I have doubts about Ralph's integrity.
What worries you?
Well, all of this deals with Abramoff. Some of it too underhanded.
But for Joe Newton, a Republican from Norcross, Georgia, Reed is the victim of a witch hunt.
Ralph's been the most thoroughly investigated man in Washington and has come out absolutely clean in every respect. And in fact, most of the information they got on Jack Abramoff was furnished by Ralph Reed. And there's absolutely nothing there that Ralph's done wrong. He knows where the line is.
For senior Paul Kaus, who was invited to the Republican breakfast by his neighbor, the choice in next week's primary is easy.
Probably Ralph Reed.
Why him?
I go to church there. He's a Christian. That's the only reason.
The latest polls show the race to be very close. And if Reed wins the nomination, Georgia could see a massive influx of out-of-state money for the fall campaign, both for and against his candidacy. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capilouto in Atlanta.